I think the reason that a lot of people get hounded about their famous parents is because they try to deny their roots, to their connection to them. They try to, like, step away, and they push instead of just standing on their own two feet and walking.
The troubadour life is an easy assumption for a guy who's named after Towns Van Zandt and calls Steve Earle dad. But it took a personal path, not anyone else's, to introduce us to the sound of Justin Towns Earle. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. In a song on his new album, Midnight at the Movies, Justin Towns Earle puts it in writing that he's his father's son, and also has the experience of some serious highs and lows in his not-yet-30-year life that make the case even more. Musically, Justin made the jump from punk bands and power chords to exploring the roots of American music as a teenager, and in 2007 released a debut EP called Yuma. The Good Life followed last year with some honky-tonk flavor, and now, with Midnight at the Movies, he shows his love for classic country and the pure basics of songwriting. During an interview with FUV's Claudia Marshall, Justin also showed his love for two important people in his life besides Dad, Woody Guthrie and Mom.
Yeah, she's my mother really did a lot of, went through a lot to raise me, and it was really she come out on the short end of the stick on that one, you know, and, she's still one of those people. I mean, she still, has nightmares of the day that my father left and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and so it's like, it really damaged her, but she did everything that she had to make sure that, you know, that I didn't end up dead, and I almost did anyway, you know. But my mom's a real emotional person. My mom's one of those people that just, like, you know, she, it doesn't matter what I do. I could be absolutely terrible, and I'd be the greatest musician in the world to my mom. Yeah.
I was a young man when I first found the pleasure and the feel of the sand. And I went down the same road as my old man. I was younger. It's 3 a.m. and I'm standing in the kitchen, holding my last cigarette. Strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall. And I say to myself, I've got my mama's eyes.
I think that what we deal with is, as long as you work with most of American forms of music, be it blues, hillbilly, country, rock and roll, jazz, all that stuff, it all finds its roots in the church. You know, it all finds its roots in gospel music. I mean, that's where all of it comes from. And that's why the connections between old country and old blues are so similar. Mm. You know, there's no reason to expand upon these methods and these frames that have been left behind by people like Woody Guthrie and people like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. Those are the frames. And I think that when I started having fun and started having success doing this is when I decided that I was never in my life going to write the great American folk song. And I quit trying to think original and just realized that, you know what, Dylan wouldn't exist without Woody Guthrie. Half of his early lines came from Woody Guthrie songs, and that's what made Dylan great. Half of Dylan's new lines still come from Woody Guthrie songs. And that's where Dylan and Springsteen and people like that, where they found the right thing, is that they figured out that they could help send the legacy on of Woody Guthrie by just simply, you know, paying homage to him in their songs and sticking to his formats and sticking to all that. You know, and that's really what it is based on, is a genuine understanding of Woody Guthrie's music. You know, I think if you don't have that, then you need to not be writing songs.
Yes, so I ain't no great man, and Lord, I expect to lead a long life working in you dead, Lord, Lord, a long life working in you dead. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me, Lord, they killed John Henry. They killed John Henry, they killed John Henry, but they won't kill me.
Live music from Justin Towns Earle and the song They Killed John Henry. Check out more exclusive sessions from the FUV studios online anytime at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.